Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back, and we have got R.C. Collins on with us today because it is time for a pre-Sopranos report. And R.C., are you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay. R.C., listen, we want to talk a little bit about The Sopranos today because this is the last episode of this current season, season number 3.
No doubt about it, Phil. This is going to be...
All right, slow down, slow down.
Okay.
Just take a deep breath. All right, go ahead.
No doubt about it, Phil. This is going to be one of the best episodes of the whole time they've been on the air.
And it, now, can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
Okay. There's been... Sopranos has been on for 3 seasons.
This is the conclusion of the 3rd season. Yes, it is.
Okay. Any truth to the rumor that they're going to do a 4th season? I mean, that they're going to go past a 4th season?
Right now, Phil, it's hard to tell. I heard that they only want to do 4 seasons, but then I heard that maybe they'll do more. So that's the definitive word.
You heard that maybe they're going to do 4 and maybe they're not.
Yeah.
That doesn't tell me anything.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I don't live up to your expectations. You know, you asked me...
I asked you a question. Are they going to... You know, you hear... So, in other words, what? It's over after next year?
In other words, I don't know.
Then say that. I heard that they were going to go for another... What do you turn the music off?
That's my theme music.
I know. He doesn't have to hit it now. We're not done yet. All right, let's talk about this episode Sunday. And by the way, it's been a great run, hasn't it?
It's been fantastic, Phil. James Gandolf... And all of the actors have been tremendous. I really believe that Steven Van Zandt deserves a special tip of the cap and a little bit of a nod for his marvelous portrayal of Silvio. This is the same little Steven what's in the E Street Band.
I know. He's a tremendous artist.
But there's a lot of speculation on what's going to happen, and I wanted to ask some questions and see if we can't open it up for general discussion.
Okay, well, let me...
Huh?
Let me decide whether we're going to do that or not.
I figured you could take some calls.
And let me decide whether I'm going to take calls. Let's not have people calling in.
Be sure to call 1-800.
Let me just decide whether we take calls.
All right, I thought it'd be a very nice...
Let's just get to the questions.
Okay, well, first of all, I think one of the big questions is, are they going to find Jackie Jr., Phil, and are they going to whack him?
Very good question, because Jackie Jr., as we know, last week's episode invaded a card game run by one of the maid guys, shot Furio the Zip.
Furio the Sicilian Zip, yeah.
Also killed one of the players, and Christopher is out for blood.
Christopher Moltisanti, who's the nephew of the one who plays Tony's wife, he wants blood. There's no doubt about it. And he asked Tony permission to find Jackie Jr. and whack him that night.
And what did Tony say?
Tony said no. And then Ralphie, who is Jackie Jr.'s sort of friend and benefactor, even he wants to give Jackie Jr. a pass.
And so far, nobody can find Jackie Jr.
Nobody. He's gone. But we already told you that they're setting them up to be hit.
Well, last week I know that Ralphie went to Jackie Jr.'s mother and said, hey, maybe it's a drug connection.
Yeah.
And so maybe he's setting up the mother so that Ralphie will do the job and can tell the mother, well, maybe a drug dealer did it.
Well, yeah, Jackie Jr.'s in the wind right now.
Yeah, it's great. So
that means that he's in the wind. He's on the lam.
Yeah, I got that.
He's joined the jet set.
I got it, man. I understand it. The next question is, will Gloria finally get the message? That's that obsessed girlfriend of Tony, right?
Yeah, Gloria is the girl who is the saleswoman for the Mercedes dealership. Tony put his hands around her neck and said that if she ever told his wife, he'd kill her.
And then at the end of the episode last week, one of Tony's guys. I don't know his name. What's the name of that guy?
He's the guy that peed in the pool.
Yeah, I know, but what's his name?
The name of the guy that peed in the pool?
Yes, the guy last week that said he would kill her.
I don't know, but he peed in the pool.
I got it already, man. He peed in Tony's pool. So we don't know his name.
No, I do not. No, I do not.
Okay, he threatened her.
Yeah, Tony sent him to threaten Gloria.
Okay, now the next question, of course, is what's Carmella going to do about her marriage? Carmella knows that her and Tony are having problems. She's ashamed of what he does for a living. She feels her everlasting soul. She's very religious, isn't she?
Yeah. Carmella's what they call a Catholic. And they believe that... They believe in...
What do they believe in?
I don't know. They believe... I don't know. They're just... They're different from other ones.
Okay, well, she's a Catholic.
Yeah. And so she went to the priest, and he said to her, just don't... If you're afraid of Tony or you don't want to be married to him, stay married to him on account of she's Catholic and she can't get no divorce, but don't take any money from him.
Which I think is going to be a very difficult thing for her to do.
By the way, Phil, I think it can't go without saying, Gloria's got like the hottest body of any woman on the show, except for Christopher's girlfriend, Andrea. She's hot too.
Okay, got that.
Really sweet. Extra purdy.
Good. Now, the next thing is, what other breakthroughs will Tony make in therapy?
Oh, that's sexy. I was just talking about how good her body was, and what breakthroughs will Tony make in therapy?
What, there's a problem with me?
Yeah, I would say there's a little bit of a problem.
What seems to be the problem?
I was just talking about how hot Gloria's body is.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Christopher's girlfriend. Can we move to another question?
Yeah, let's move on now to the sexy question. What breakthroughs will Tony make in therapy? Jesus.
Well, you're the guy that's supposed to be on the show answering my questions. What's wrong with that? I mean...
Can't we have a little...
All right, you want it to be sexy. Are we going to talk about Gloria's body and Carmella's body?
No, don't talk about Carmella's body.
Well, whoever body you want to talk about.
They're just very hot, that's all. Bodacious tatas.
Great. Okay, you done?
Also, her ass...
Okay, great. Here's the question. Is Christopher finally fed up with Tony, and will he whack Jackie Jr. without permission?
I think the answer to that question is...
The answer to that question is what? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Well, you answer the question!
Maybe.
Yeah, there we go. I knew that was coming up. So then finally, how's Meadow's head, and what's up with AJ?
Right behind, has Tony made any breakthroughs in therapy, as a really sexy question here on Sopranos Report. See ya.
Wait a minute, man. You can't hang up. Wait. Do you hang up? You hang up? Can the music. We don't need the stupid music if the kid hung up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. All right, well, let's talk about The Sopranos. It's a great show. It's a show, obviously, that I love to watch. And one of the things... What?
Gloria's body slamming. She's got...
Great. There's a couple of things we could wrap about. I don't know. It's just I feel like talking about Sopranos. So if there's anybody out there who is qualified to give us a call on this, 1-800-449-8686. This is the last episode of the season, and there are a lot of things in the The other thing is Paulie Walnuts. What happened to him? This is a guy who was supposed to go out and whack, or not whack the Russian. He was supposed to pick up $5,000 from the Russian and winds up beating the crap out of the guy, stuffing him in the trunk of the car, and then taking him out to kill him. So already he's botched that job. Now, when he tries to kill the Russian takes off, and the Russian takes off in Paulie's car. Last we heard, Tony looked at Paulie and said, this is on you, baby. And last week, we didn't see a hide nor hair of Paulie. So what's going to happen to him? Where's the Russian? Is the Russian going to resurface someplace? And the other thing is Ralphie going to implode? Is he going to either go up or down? Ralphie, who, of course, was named a captain by Tony, after beating that stripper to death, Tony hates his guts, but he made him a captain because he's a made guy and he's got to keep him happy. This guy, Ralphie, we don't know which way he's going. He's the guy that corrupted Jackie Jr. He's also the guy who is now living with Jackie Aprile's widow. All these questions, very interesting to those of us who've watched the show, and those of you who haven't, you don't know what we're talking about. 1-800-449-8686. Back after this.
And now, Phil Hendry.
There's a really cool site. I say cool site because it's funny. It's a site that is administered by Henry Hill. And if you saw Goodfellas, you know Henry Hill was the mob associate who turned government witness and went into witness protection. And now he has his own website, as does everyone. But this one's actually kind of interesting. It's called GoodfellaHenry.com. GoodfellaHenry.com. And he has a part of the site called Henry's Hideout, and this is where people post things. Now, keep in mind that this is a guy who was a government informant, and so there are a lot of these people posting messages that are very threatening to him, like, we're going to find you, we're going to whack you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And you have to imagine, I mean, one just spending one moment cruising this site and looking at what people have posted, you realize most of these people, if not all of them, are sort of wannabe mobsters, and they want to talk tough. I don't know what it is. It's the way, like every message board, you know, people talk a whole lot of crap. So this one guy posts this: "Yo, students, if they're going to whack Henry, the outfit wouldn't be letting anyone know. Now go away and sit in the corner over there and try to lick your nuts. And stop trying to think you're connected. The only thing you, quote, boys are connected to is one another at the rest area you meet at when your wives are out shopping." So there you go. That's good. That's good, fella. That's so awesome. Let's see what else they got here. There's messages about the Gotti family, too, that they post here, like, "Peter Gotti, you are full of crap. Your balls are the size of your brain, which is the size of a raisin. So screw you and your brother and nephew. They are where they belong because they're dumb and dumber. As for you, I think you're just a bitch. P.S. Strong letter to follow." Nutty stuff. So check that out, called GoodfellaHenry.com. Now, we're talking about Sopranos this hour on the Phil Hendry Show. Any call in particular, Mike? Hey, Schaefer. When you're not socializing in there, which call should I go to? Anytime you're ready. Line 3, okay? Antonio?
Oh, you are the man.
How are you, Antonio?
I just want to say that.
Thank you.
The Sopranos, well, let me just say this, too. You are the most talented person on the radio right now, I must say. And I'm a big fan.
Am I on
the
Sopranos? Yeah. You're a very nice guy to say that. Thanks.
You're quite welcome. The Sopranos, Jackie's definitely got to be whacked.
Well, I don't know whether he ought to be. What do you think they're going to do that? Do you think they're writing that guy right out of the show? He's such a wonderful little weasel to check in on every week, you know?
No, I think beyond whacking Tony's sister, I think whacking him is more appropriate right now.
Then you've been over to the Sopranos site where they have, well, it's not a Sopranos site, it's a fan site where it says, who would you like to see whacked the most? And I think Tony's sister came in second to that Noah kid.
To Noah?
Yeah.
Right, that's funny.
She came in second to Noah. But this guy, Jackie Jr., there's so many people that hate his guts now and want to kill him.
Oh, I know. He needs to be whacked.
Well,
who his dad is.
What do you think Tony meant when Ralphie said he needs a pass and Tony said, I'll go with whatever you think is best?
I think he wants to see if he can sack up and do the job. He knows what needs to be done. The guy he killed a made guy. He shot at made people.
Yes.
The whole table. Too bad.
So Tony said to him, you do it. So if this guy doesn't sack up and kill Jackie Jr., then Tony knows that Ralphie's a piece of crap like he always knew that he was anyway.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy, thanks. Goodbye. There you have it. So that kind of answers a question for me. When Tony looked at Ralphie and said, look, Ralphie, whatever you think you ought to do, and Ralphie said, Tony, I'll go with your decision, but I think the kid needs to, I think we ought to give him a pass, and Tony said, well, you're a captain, that's why I made you captain. So, in other words, Tony's saying, you better kill him. See, isn't that cool? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jason. Hi, Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
What's up, Phil?
How you doing?
All right. I was calling to comment on the rumor I've been hearing around my area that James Gandolfini is not going to be on the show next season.
Uh-huh.
And I read in my local paper that I don't know the guy's name, but whoever plays Ralphie, I've heard that he has already signed on for the next 2 years. And I know about the bad blood between them, and I think it might come down, you know, to Jackie or Tony. And I think that, you know, Ralphie's kind of taken Jackie under his wing so much. I mean, he's a terrible guy, but he's just on the opposite side. I mean, he does everything that Tony does. He does everything that everybody on that show does that we love. And he's supposed to be the bad guy for doing it. And
I think that
Ralphie and Johnny Sackside is going to prevail on this. I think Tony's either going to get popped or whacked at the end of the season.
All right, now, you got to think the producer of that show is going to write James Gandolfini out of that show. You think that Joe Pantoliano is a bigger star?
I don't think he's a bigger star, but I know I don't like him at all. I hate his character.
Well, you hate his character. That's how good an actor he is, because you hate his character. Yeah,
but I know for sure he is signed on for the next 2 years. I read an article where, you know, it was his quote in my local paper, and it was saying, you know, he's looking forward to being on there the next two seasons, and he's having a lot of fun with it. But, you know, all these rumors I've heard about Gandolfini going, I just didn't know.
I think that rumor got started in an interview that David Chase gave to one of the magazines that I read, where Chase said that James Gandolfini called him at the beginning of one of the seasons and said, "Are you going to whack me this season?" And a lot of the actors do that. They call the producer of that show and say, "Am I written out this year? Am I going to be whacked?" And David Chase said to the interviewer, "Imagine a big star like Gandolfini having that kind of insecurity." Anything's possible.
Yeah. For him. I mean, that's that life. I actually think he should get busted and go to Oswald State Penitentiary and be on the other side of the HBO channel. But
I think that's a cool idea. Thanks for calling, Jason.
Thank you.
I got a better idea. I think the show should end, the series, whenever the series run ends, it should end with Tony getting whacked or going to prison. Because the guy, I think it would be gutsy of the producers not to have a happy ending to that guy's life. Now, you know, all the conventional thinking in terms of story development and what works on television and what people want and what people expect, everything says Tony reforms, he comes back to Carmella, he leaves the mob, they're happily ever after married. But if David Chase is the kind of guy who he claims to be, which is somebody who doesn't care about the political correctness and wants to do the thing that is not customary, he will end that series, whenever it is, after four seasons, after five seasons, he will end it with Tony being whacked, killed, because that's the life that he led. And while that last caller made a really good point, you know, that Tony Soprano does all the evil things that Ralphie does, there's subtle differences between these guys. Tony is tortured. He stood up for that stripper when Ralphie beat her to death, even though he didn't have to because she was not his girlfriend, she wasn't blood relation, and she wasn't married and all that bullcrap. Whatever that mafia stuff is, I don't know what the etiquette in the mafia, you know? Well, now, you never whack a made guy, but you can beat a stripper to death. Okay, do you remember that? Yes, I can. Okay, great. I just want you guys to know. Okay. Whatever that etiquette is, there are subtle differences between these two guys. Okay, let me go to Brad. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing dynamite. Love cool. The Sopranos.
Yeah, cool show.
Yeah. I think the best ending would be, I wanted to talk about that Mad Russian coming back, but real quick, the best ending's got to be with Tony turning an informant and ratting out some other people.
That would be cool, but that would also be kind of like a happy ending for some people. Look at that. He went over to the good side, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way, but I figured that's everything he hates, someone
yes.
that would rat. So
yes.
That would be a different way of getting him out of the show.
And what about the Russian?
Oh, this Mad Russian, he's going to do some damage.
Ooh!
He's gonna do some damage. That's too good to not go back to that.
Is that cool? And the fact that he was as Paulie Walnuts put it, he killed 16 Czechoslovakians who were interior decorators.
Right.
Remember that? He got it all screwed. Yeah. There were 16 Chechnyans who worked for the Interior Ministry, and Christopher got from that they're Czechoslovakians and they were interior designers.
Yeah, well, you know, those designers are tough.
Paulie is such a cool character that you don't want him to go away, but that Russian's definitely going to scare the crap out of somebody.
Yeah. Paulie's problem is he's dumb as a rock, though.
He's stupid and,
Well, it gets a little scary. But that Russian, he's going to come back. He might even go after Tony.
It'll be cool to see. I love when Paulie tells a joke and then repeats it. Do you hear what I said? He says it like twice, and it's very funny, and the gray hair that sticks out is great. Thanks for calling, man. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm looking at this thing on CNN, and they had three talk show hosts on there, radio talk show hosts, talking about what's hot in talk radio. And these three guys, I'm thinking, what a sweet gig that they, I don't know who they are, but then they don't know who I am, but how'd they get on there? And I'm here. Anyway, they're on there, and they're talking about hot topics in talk radio. And I'm thinking, this would be interesting, what's hot in talk radio? And I want to see if I'm on target or not. And they're talking about Elian Gonzalez. That was only, what, a year ago? So what's hot in talk radio, right? I tell you, I can't get over that kid, man, how he floated over here in that hole. Will you move on? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking Sopranos. Now, that's hot. At my house, nobody else gives a crap. Well, there's a few people, like Cyril here. Cyril, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, sir.
I think you're totally wrong with Tony. I'm
wrong with Tony about what?
He didn't want Jackie Jr. whack.
Does not?
No.
Why?
He didn't want to make the decision. That's why he knew that Ralphie wasn't going to whack him because he's dating his mom.
Right.
He made the promise that Jackie Sr. is going to take care of Jackie Jr.
Right.
That's why he got in the fight with Christopher the night before.
Yes. That's why he did. You're absolutely right. He did. So what about this for a theory then? That Ralphie is setting it up with... he's setting it up with Jackie's mother that Jackie Jr. is involved with drug dealers. You heard what he said to her, that he may be involved with...
That's the truth.
No, but the crap that he laid on here, that he was involved with some heavyweight drug dealers, that's why he went on the lam? No.
Well, he has to say something why he's not going to be around.
Well, and this is just a theory. I think he's saying that to her to set her up to expect that the kid's going to turn up dead and she won't suspect any of the Soprano crew for doing it, that he got killed by drug dealers.
Right, but everybody also thinks that, in the family, thinks that he should get whacked. But remember when Tony told Ralphie, he said, everybody's going to respect your decision either way. I'll make sure they do.
Okay, that's true.
He's saying that even though everybody's going to go against you, I'm going to make sure they live with your decision.
Okay. And Christopher, too, who wants to kill Jackie Jr. so bad that he looks like he's got bad blood now between him and Tony.
Exactly.
Hey, Cyril, that's pretty good. Thanks.
All right.
See, that's a guy who thinks about these things, okay? I don't. I just come out. How about that Sopranos land and the walnut, Polly? And that guy's thinking about it. He's got some ideas. Here is Walter. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I think that something's going to happen with Dr. Melfi telling Tony about her being raped. And
Well, everybody wants that to happen, yeah.
But I'm thinking that Tony will take it personally and personally do something about it. And that might be the plot angle that brings him down, that gets him arrested or puts him in the jackpot. To where he has to become an informant.
That he finally gets so angry, he goes out and does something crazy like that.
Yeah, something he'll get caught for that he normally wouldn't.
You know, I thought that was really... That's the great thing about the show. You expect one thing, and it doesn't happen. Like when Dr. Melfi got attacked, and you wanted her to say something to Tony, and then she said no. Because she's a pro. She's a professional, and she can't have her clients running off and committing mayhem.
She's going to tell.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks, man. I called him Cool, but his name was Walter. All right, Cool. Well, that was Walter. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. And here is Barry on the Phil Hendry Show. Barry?
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Got to say, when I first heard your show, I couldn't stand it. But once I got it, now I tell people to listen to it.
Thank you very much.
I got three predictions.
Yeah.
Number one, Ralphie was hinting with the drug problems and he owes people money. He was hinting towards the fact that his life is more important than Jackie Jr.'s. So what's going to happen is he doesn't want to be the one to pull the trigger himself, so he's going to set it up so that Chris can do it.
Got it.
That's prediction number one.
He's going to set Christopher up, is what you're saying.
He's going to set up so that Christopher can handle the job, since Christopher wants to do it anyway.
Right.
That makes Tony happy. That makes him happy, and Christopher's happy.
No, wait a minute. Tony said he didn't want Christopher touching the kid. Remember?
But then Tony hits him with the hints about you're a captain now. And whatever you say goes, come down to this. It's either going to be him or Jackie Jr.
Okay.
Jackie Jr.'s gone.
All right.
Melfi. Now, what's actually not Melfi, Gloria. The way you will know that Gloria gets gone, I don't think she's going to get whacked. At least you're not going to see it. My prediction is that there will be a scene where Dr. Melfi is waiting for Gloria to show up for her scheduled appointment. She doesn't show up, and that's how you know that Gloria's gone.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. In other words, if you were directing that episode, that's how you'd do it.
Right.
That's interesting.
But they didn't want my input, so we'll just
They didn't return your script either, did they?
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the third
thing
is, as far as the grand finale is concerned, I think it's going to be something set up like one of the Dynasty episodes from way back when. The Russians will be involved. They're going to come in guns blazing. Paulie, Tony, Ralphie, maybe somebody else, they're going to get shot, but you're not going to know this in the final scene, but you, like an ambush, but you're not going to know whether they actually got killed or not.
And that's the end of the whole series run, is what you're saying?
No, that's the end of the series for this year.
Oh, you think it's going to happen this Sunday night?
Yes. Remember Dynasty, one of the final show for one of the seasons of Dynasty was when somebody came in and shot them all?
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, I agree with you, man. The Russians, and thanks for your call, Barry, okay?
Thanks.
The Russians are going to be really mad, and Tony is going to be... Listen to me, will you? The Russians are going to be really mad, and then Tony, and they're going to have a thing, and it's called a gun, and then the man, and the bullet will go in him, and then that's what's going to happen. Okay, thank you. That's kind of like having a war movie with no cussing. You ever thought about doing a war movie, like a Vietnam movie, and there's no four-letter words? Ouch! Ow! That hurt! Let's go get those dirty Viet Cong people! Why, you dirty bad person! Just imagine Platoon, which is like the most, one of the most violent Vietnam, just, oh my God, you know, no four-letter words are said at all in Platoon. I say that we just kill him! Kill him with a hand grenade in his tent! You all talking about killing me while you're nothing but dirty birds! All right, anyway. I thought I sounded a little fey, and I thought I'd just sort of bust myself on it, all right? 1-800-449-8686. So some of these theories are very fascinating. Many people checking in and saying that Jackie Jr. is going to get whacked by Christopher. Some people saying that Jackie Jr. is on the run. And this last guy saying that, obviously, you know, that Jackie Jr. is on the run. This last guy saying that they're all going to get shot by the Russians and that Dr. Melfi is going to tell Tony about her rape. What's going to happen Sunday night? Let's move on here now to Andy. Hey, Andy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, here's my theory.
Got it.
I think Gloria is going to take out the hitman. Because at the end of the last episode...
Which hitman?
The one that took her and dropped her off in the middle of nowhere.
She's going to kill...
Don't mess with Tony.
She's going to kill him?
Because at the end of the move, at the end of the last episode,
right.
We saw nothing but his tag, right?
Right.
He had the groceries, he was talking to his wife, on the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
And then as the car pulls off, we see the tag. I think Gloria is going to go attack this guy, she's going
to
shoot him.
Well, when that happened, I kept waiting for her to come running up out of nowhere and shooting him. I did.
Right.
So that's not a bad theory. Now, what do you mean you can see the guy's license plate, though? Like she could see it?
It was, all we saw at the end was focused on his license plate. So my thought is she's sitting there looking at this license plate. She's going to take him out, and then Tony's going to be faced with the fact that he's got to whack her, or he's going to have to deal with Carmella and everybody else.
Yeah, Carmella's bugged. No, Carmella ain't bugged. Carmella don't know anything, but that Gloria's out of her freaking mind. She's just nuts enough to go and kill like half of Tony's crew, and then he has to say...
Of course she will.
Yeah, I thought we were the Mafia. I thought we were bigger than a Mercedes saleswoman. Okay, pal, thanks. Bye. Yeah, at the very end of the show last week, they showed the hit guy, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he was twins with another guy, and the other guy got whacked. But anyway, and notice how easily we use the word whack because we're all professionals here. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Who's next, Schaefer? Five? Okay. John, hi, you're on Phil Hendry's show.
Phil, how you doing?
Good, John.
I can tell you who's going to get whacked. It's going to be Ralphie. And I'll tell you why. Now, there's bad blood between Tony and Ralphie already. Tony didn't want to make him a captain.
Right.
But he had to, basically. That was kind of a crappy job that he gave him.
Yeah.
So the deal is that Ralphie's basically been leading Jackie astray for the last few episodes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you paid attention to a couple shows ago, you'll remember that Ralphie was kind of having trouble with his job down there at the seaside. You know, the union wasn't coming into line, and that's his job, to bring these people into line.
Yeah, but like Ralphie says, he earns with three hands.
He does earn well, but Ralphie, got to remember, I mean, there's still the worst kind of blood between Tony and Ralphie.
Yes.
I mean, Tony has to do something to get his respect back. I don't think anybody respects Ralphie. Jackie Jr. robbed Ralphie's own card game.
Right.
The guy's a loser.
Yeah.
And right before, right toward the end of last show, you'll notice that Tony brought out that pistol that he caught on Ralphie Jr.
That he found on Jackie Jr.
Yes, yes.
So he
kind of sneered at him and said, you know, here's that pistol. I found it on Jackie Jr. I'm thinking it's going to be Ralphie.
Ralphie's a real sleazeball. Okay, thanks, pal. Yeah, Ralphie, he needs to go. Kill him, get him out of here, and put him back in a Matrix movie or something. By the way, that's a great actor, and I can't pronounce his last name. I feel stupid. Joe Pantoliano. And what is that, Italian for what, shirt? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Sopranos Sunday night, the final episode of the season, The Phil Hendry Show. We heard the R.C. Collins Sopranos report, and now we talk Sopranos with you. Some of the theories also having to do with the end of the show on Sunday. People are talking about, you know, Tony dying and Jackie Jr. coming back as a sheep. All kinds of crazy things. Carmella becoming a nun. Meadow becoming a nun. AJ becoming a nun. Let's go now to line three. This is Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike?
Hey, you know, Phil. Love
good.
The show, man.
Thanks.
I really think that if they can whack pussy, then they're going to whack Jackie Jr. I mean,
when you said whack pussy, Craig Taylor, my engineer, glanced up kind of in a shocked way, and then I said, what's wrong with you? And he goes, oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you know, pussy screwed up.
Yeah,
but they could have told Pussy just to take the high road, go disappear, because, you know, they love that guy like a brother. But they still took him out on the boat and, you know,
and killed him.
Whacked him silly.
Shot him. So if they can do that to him, they'd have no problem doing Jackie Jr. But there's one thing that you may miss, Mike. Jackie Jr., played by Jason Sorbonne, or whatever the hell his name is a much more attractive character to have on a show in terms of female appeal and all those salable things we think about when we think about TV shows. So would the producers want to write a big fat slob like Pussy out of the show might be easier than writing a really handsome young stud like that out of the show.
Well, but Pussy was the definition of a good fella, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think of a mobster, you think of that guy.
He was
perfect for the show.
That's
and they got
right.
Rid of him.
And if David Chase is doing a, you know, and he is doing a show that seems credible in the eyes of those of us who don't know anything about that world, then yeah, you're right. He'd have no problem getting rid of that kid. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. It's not like, you know, people are calling in to give me their opinion, like I'm going to tell them whether they're right or wrong. No, I'm just whether I agree with you or not. Female appeal means so much to the producers. That's why we haven't taken a single female call, as a matter of fact. That's how much women love The Sopranos. Not one woman has called during this hour. 1-800-44. As soon as I mentioned Sopranos, they all went out. They all went where? Shopping. Okay. Here's Rick on The Phil Hendry Show. Rick?
Yes, so I think Jackie will live. You remember Ralphie told him the story about how Tony broke out?
Yes.
Did something really stupid.
There right.
was a sit-down,
mm-hmm.
and he got noticed, and that was his beginning of his ascension.
That's right.
And so I'm absolutely convinced that not only will he survive, but he'll thrive.
So in other words, he will do what Tony did, and he will reap the same reward that Tony reaped.
Absolutely.
So there's nothing botched about this job that they pulled?
Nothing.
So killing all those maid guys is perfect, and everyone's going to be just happy with that?
That's right.
Thank you very much. I think that guy was in the mafia, just right there. I think he's just sort of, I think it was Henry Hill calling me up and saying, hey, Phil, I think John Gotti, actually, pigs are going to fly out of his ass next week, and it'll be great. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Henry. You're okay. 1-800-449-8686. Charles, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I think
hi.
You're the best. I've been listening to you since you were in Florida.
Thanks.
And I think that Jackie Jr. is definitely in Florida because the whole cast was over here filming at the hotel where my wife works.
Were they?
Yeah.
So they're down in Florida and the whole cast?
But
they brought the whole family?
This is the cute, funny part about it. My wife is from Columbia. She's only been here like 4 years. She had no idea who any of them were because she watches Spanish TV all the time.
Where does she work? She work at the hotel they were staying at?
Yeah, she works in the bikini shop.
And where are you? You're in Cooper City, Florida. That's the suburb of Miami.
I work in Miami Beach.
But you're in the Miami area.
Yes.
And the cast all, when you say Carmela and the kids and everybody, so what, the whole family?
Mostly the men.
Okay.
And they were hanging out at the hotel, and their wives, their real-life wives, were there with them.
We're there with them.
Yeah.
And how did you find out? Because your Colombian wife came home and told you something about these?
Yeah, she called me on the phone. She's, like, asking me, do you know
can you tell
this
me
show
who these
called
men?
The Sopranos?
Yeah.
She had no idea. It was so funny.
Okay, dude, thanks.
All right, take it.
So there you go. They're down in Florida. According to that guy's wife, who's Colombian, 1-800-449-8686, and hasn't been in Florida for 5 years. Okay, got a call from his wife in Bogota saying, the Sopranos are in Florida. Well, how do you know? I'm in Florida. I haven't seen them. I just have a feeling. Here is Adam on the Phil Hendry Show. Adam?
Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
I think Jackie Jr. is not getting whacked this season. There's no way. It's going to be a mob warfare because we didn't hear much about the Russian, and they're just skipping over episodes. Last week was the Russian. This week's Jackie Jr.
They skip over a lot of stuff in that show that they don't think is going to work or that they don't think has any meaning. For instance, that whole thing with Carmela thinking she had cancer.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, she comes back from the doctor, and she's got a thyroid problem, and they just, it's like they dropped it. It's like they said, this isn't going to work, and they dropped the whole idea. I think they do that a lot.
I thought she was going through menopause.
Yeah, they got you fearing cancer, and even if it wasn't cancer, you'd think there'd be a more climactic moment, but it was just, they let the whole thing. On that show, it seems sometimes they get an idea, they work with it for a while, then they think it sucks, and they just flush it.
And what's up with them shooting in Florida? What, are they shooting the last episode right now?
No, yeah, that's what they're doing. They'll put it in the can and fly. What are you, nuts? They're filming for next week or next year.
Yeah, I know. But
the last episode.
The end of this episode where the hitman's driving off, all they're trying to do is show that guy's got a family. They're just trying to show that he's just a regular guy making his living.
So in other words, he's not some scumbag. Yeah, he's...
No, Gloria's not going to go after him. What is
she's psycho, man.
She's psycho, but why is she going to go after that guy? She's going to go after Tony.
No, you're right. Yeah, no. I don't know, but I can only tell you, when I saw that guy, I thought for sure somebody was going to, she was going to run up like some banshee out of hell and put a salad fork into his thorax or something. Okay, man, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. That was great. That was cool. 1-800-4, here's a woman. We got to take the call from the one sole female of the day. Deborah, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi,
Deborah.
I was just calling in because I heard, you know, how some women haven't called in, and I'm a faithful watcher of The Sopranos.
Awesome. It has a lot of cool things, relationship style in it, doesn't it? Or is that maybe that's not what you dig about it?
No.
You dig all the hit? You dig the murder and the mayhem?
I dig the whole, I guess it's that one show that you root for the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that, I think Ralphie's going to end up having to, I think he will set it up somehow where I think maybe Chris will end up having to take him out, or some way Chris is going to turn against Tony.
Oh, Chris already's bugged with Tony, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
And that's not the first time either. Chris has been upset with Tony.
Yeah, that's true. So I think this will just do it, because I think that Chris feels he's not getting the respect from Tony that he feels he deserves.
Well, he got made, and that Tony gave him what he wanted. Yeah,
exactly.
So now I guess he's wanting to move up a little bit. Christopher's, he's got a big nose. He got to get his nose out. Oh, he does have a big nose. Well, anyway, all right, listen, Deborah, thank you.
Thanks.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.